following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports.
The voice of the Pier Trappers, River 92.7.
Now one's lined into right field for a base hit. That will get down. One run will score. Coach Janey will wave him around home, and he will score too. That's a two RBI single.
Pier Trappers Baseball is brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, The Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, The Corner Station, and The Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Darren Boyle Sales, and Avera St. Mary's Hospital. Now, Pier Trappers Baseball.
I'd like to welcome everybody out here tonight for game one of our road opener. We're on the road against the same team we played the first four games, the North Iowa Roosters. And we're about to start here. Hectic last couple of hours. We're at Crosshill Park. It's a beautiful game, an old one, made in 1948. I'm Ryan Breeden, and I'm here. We're already getting for first pitch in just a few moments. We just did the anthem. Norview, a left-hander, a hometown kid, is on the mound for the Raging Roosters. This will be the first home game in the history of Raging Roosters baseball. These teams met for a four-game series in Pier that wrapped up on Sunday with the Raging Roosters taking 3 of 4 and won the final three games of that series. We had a high school game going on here before one started. One ended about 4 minutes ago, and so we've had some quick turnaround. It went a little bit longer than we thought. It's supposed to start at around 7:15. It's not starting until just past 8. So as I mentioned, Noah Morview is on the mound for the Raging Roosters and for your Trappers. We've got Connor Eck, McCreary, Anthony Barraza, Wick, Hunter Brown, and Jacob Griffin. We're going to go here. Connor Benda will lead it off. He had a game. Series finale drove in three of the four runs scored again. And he's leading it off. He had an excellent view in tonight, and you should be able to hear more of a natural sound as well. Basically feel like I'm right on top of home plate. So we're ready to go here at Bancroft Memorial Park, and the first pitch of the night misses for ball one. Made the drive down here tonight, this morning as a team, and made it a couple hours ago, and swung on and chopped foul to the left side. Connor Bendick, he is 5 for 9 so on the season. That is the most hits on the team so far. And he's leading it off for the second game in a row. The 1-1 swung on and missed with off speed. Count now 1 and 2. And a new for the Trapper of the season. That one is swung on and missed. First strike goes high. Half ball. The first strike of the night for Noah Morview. He's a hometown kid, as I mentioned. This is his first appearance with the Raging Roosters. He was not with the team during the road series, so this will be the first time the Trappers see him. And he starts off his night with a strikeout. So now Noah McCreary. Lefty-lefty matchup. On the outside, taken for strike one. That one in the air out to center field. Dane Nakazuka ranging in and takes the play. Nakazuka to center field was an absolute star in the series win this past weekend. Making plays out there in center field and swinging the bat well. Hit a two-run home run in the ninth inning of game three. Two, actually. And then a two RBI double in the eighth inning of game four. So now Anthony Barraza, breaking ball, misses. Barraza, as I have mentioned, has that dangerous hitter swing. Takes a fastball high, two and hitters count for Barraza. The 2-0 runs inside, 3-0. Just trying to get a two-out base runner after a strikeout and a flyout. The 3-0 pitch, that one missed for ball four. A four-pitch walk to Anthony Barraza. And now a base runner.
Bat for the Trappers. First baseman, number six, the beer batter, Hawk.
So now we've got Will Hoke, the first baseman. Batting cleanup, lefty-lefty matchup. Trappers wearing their all-gray uniforms. First pitch. That's in there for a call. Check one. In the first series, Will Hawk went 3-for-8 and walked 3 times. He was an on-base machine, 0-1. That's driven out to right field. But it'll be hung up there in the air and caught out there in right field. For the third out of the inning. So the Trappers get one man on base on a two-out walk, but that is all they will do. 0-0 our score. Going to the bottom of the first inning, you're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 97.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their 4 wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp. With Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier. You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to drgnews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
And we are back in here for the bottom of the first inning. Dane Nakasuka leading it off for the Ragin' Roosters, playing their first home game in team history. Caleb Hay on the mound, the righty. He started on opening day, and he delivered the first pitch in there for a called strike. Started the game on the mound in game one in that opening day 13-4 victory. Second pitch, that one missed way out there. Nakasuka, as I mentioned, has been tremendous early on here. A two-run home run with two outs in the ninth. He got a 1-1 count. Big swing and a miss for the left-handed hitter, Dane Nakasuka. He bet on himself by going back to junior college for a third year and not applying to any university. He's trying to make his way in the baseball world, and he's chopping one over to third base. Going to be a tough play on the run. Throw to first is in time. What a play by Hunter Brown over there at third, charging in, making the play, going on a run to get out to speed. Dane Nakasuka. So that'll go down as a 5-3 put out for the first out of the bottom of the first. Nothing our score. In Bancroft, Iowa, the first road game of the season for the Trappers. That's a familiar opponent. Caleb Hay fires in. That's chopped up the middle for a base hit off the bat of Caleb Herbert. Caleb Herbert was just 1-for-8.
Through
the first three games of the series this past weekend, but he gets a base hit there on the first pitch that he sees. And so after Herbert's base hit up the middle, it'll now be Craig Kenny, who was on fire this past weekend. 5 hits, an extra base hit, and 3 runs scored. There's no gloves. First pitch, missed low.
Thank you.
And the stadium is a very interesting stadium. It's one of those, if you were to get rid of the buildings behind the field wall and replace it with corn, it would almost look like the Field of Dreams. And that one missed outside, too. Field of Dreams, mini Wrigley Field, whatever you might say. It's a very unique stadium. The wind is blowing out of that stadium just straight to center field, so pretty hit-friendly tonight. 2-0 to Kenny. Dots the outside. 2-1 count. Base runner on for the Raging Rooster after a base hit up the middle from K. Herbert. One away in the inning. The righty Caleb Hay, 2-1 pitch. Incoming. And that one just missed. Feel like I'm watching from above home plate in a Goodyear blimp right now with this view. Very different from that view that I have in the press box in Hyde Stadium. 3-1. Chopped foul to the right side. Just missed. Nearly stayed fair there, but instead it'll be a 3-2 count. A late start to this game. We started at around 8:32 Central Time. We're 10 minutes into it in the bottom of the first. And the payoff pitch misses low and away for ball 4. So back-to-back base runners reach for the Raging Roosters. And so with one away, it will now be Sage McMinn, the first baseman. McMinn deep in the series this past weekend. His solo shot to right field. The only run that Drew Copeland gave up as a starter back in game 3. Runners on first and second for the lefty. Sage McMinn has a very wide stance. Gives some Joey Gallo vibes to it. You know, it gives a new perspective when you're able to watch the game from a different angle. Back at the press box at Hyde, I'm more offset to the right side looking down the third baseline, whereas here I'm directly above home plate. The 1-0, that's hit over to second base. There could be two. Second for one. Over first, his throw is in time. That's a double play. That's a huge double play for the Trappers. Two base runners were on, and the Trappers send them packing for the inning on the 6-4-3 double play. So a good spin up the middle from Bendek and Combo. And that will end the end. So nothing for the Raging Roosters in the bottom of first. We're fun. Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 90.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull-type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero-turn mowers in 3 models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
The BRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
I'm already liking how it's going right now and everything I'm already doing. And after this contract, I'd actually like to go active duty and then see where it goes from there.
Here's Kaylee Rolfe, graduated senior, great Boulder, but she's talking about a career in the military, maybe. Find out more on the Players Perspective Podcast. Listen or download your favorite station page at drgnews.com and the BRG News app. Brought to you by American Bank and Trust and Avera Orthopedics.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the Corner Station.
We're back at the second inning in Bancroft Memorial Park, having a little bit of connectivity issues for everybody up here in the box. So I'm trying to work on those network issues we're having here in Bancroft. And that one, and this outside the count, 1-1. Hunter Brown up there made a nice play at third base in the top bottom half of the first. He's got a 2-1 count. Fouled off straight back. 2-2 is the count. The 2-2. That's lined into right center field for a base hit. That'll roll all the way to the wall. Cut off by Nakasuka. Will be extra bases for Gabriel, or actually Hunter Brown. Hunter Brown with extra bases. With nobody out, leadoff double. Trapper's trying to get on the board first. And I'll keep working on those connection issues. Trying to get that back up and running. We're on second. Nobody out in the top of the second. Gabriel Arroyo squares the bunt and pops it up foul. So we got an 0-1 count. The lefty, Gabriel. 0-1, ripped into right. That'll get down for a base hit. Hunter Brown being third. And he will score. It's his third RBI of the season. He has been very good with runners in scoring position. Comes through there, and that's the lead early on for the Trappers. I'm working on the connectivity issues. I'll get it figured out as quickly as I can. We've got Garrett Arnold batting seventh, playing catcher, and he up to bat now. One run already in the inning. The 0-1. That one is 1-1 the count. To Garrett Arnold, already one run in on an RBI double from Gabriel Arroyo. 1-1. That one missed. 2-1 the count. The 2-1. That one missed. You can probably hear the pop of a glove. So that's ball four to the catcher, Garrett Arnold.
Second baseman, number five, CJ Tumbo.
So after the walk, there's two runners on base now. Still nobody out in the inning for CJ Tumbo. And that one missed up. So being behind in the count, 1-0. First start of the season for the pitcher, no left-hander. We're going to get a called time here from the home plate umpire. I appreciate the patience, buddy, as I continue to work through some of the Wi-Fi connectivity. That one ripped into left, and that'll get down for a base. Arroyo rounding third to score. He is in there, and Arnold advances to third. So an RBI single from CJ Combo, and the Trappers have scored two in the inning with still nobody out. Some situational hitting early on in the game. CJ Combo coming through. That is the third hit of the game. Already have a quick mound visit out to check on Noah Morphew. Trappers taking advantage early. This inning we have seen a double, another double, a walk, and a single. So we are already to the number nine hitter in the order for the Trappers.
I have one in my car.
Jacob Griffin. Jacob Griffin is one of the returners on this team, and he's playing right field tonight. And he's in a big RBI spot. Early on here in the first series, he went 2-for-9 with an RBI double in game one, and then a couple of strikeouts and a couple of runs to hit credit. Runners on the corner, still nobody out here in the top of the second. Two runs in, and so we have a pinch runner over at first base. CJ Combo out, and it's Trevor Seagraves running for him. So we're going to have a lefty-lefty matchup. Morphy versus Griffin. Jim Griffin, Ottawa University, Arizona. His teammate is on first base, Trevor Seagraves. That one missed. 0-1. Trappers have scored two runs in the inning. An RBI double from Gabriel Arroyo and an RBI single from CJ Combo. 1-0 to Griffin, that one. There for a strike. Green outfield wall here at Memorial Park. The 1-1 gets away, and it missed. No runners will advance. Two and one the count. Runners on the corners. Still nobody out in the inning. 2-1. That and missed from Jacob Griffin. That was a swing right there trying to clear the runners on base. He was trying to send that one over to what the players were calling the chicken coop in right field, just beyond the wall. Sits 320. And a breaking ball waved on and missed from Jacob Griffin. So a strikeout recorded for Morphew. Could be a big strikeout depending on how the rest of this inning plays out. That is the first hit of the inning. So we're back to the top of the order. Hunter Bendick, first pitch, hit into right field. Easton makes the catch. Arnold fakes the tag and has to go back. Seagraves is able to take second on a tag as that throw went straight home. But that was thrown on a line from Easton in right field, and it kept Arnold from scoring. So two outs, and the Trappers, who had runners on the corners with nobody out, might not score either of those runners. So it's McCreary now. Noah McCreary flew out to center field in his first at-bat. He's trying to bring in another runner or two. Score already 2-0 in favor of the Trappers. And the first pitch, that's taken for strike one. A one incoming, that is hit out to center field once again. Nakasuka on the run, makes the play for out number three. So the Trapper is able to score early in the inning, but a good job from Noah Morphy to limit the damage. Trappers strand runners on second and third, but it's an RBI double from Gabriel Arroyo and an RBI single from C.J. Cumbo that opens up the scoring. We're through an inning and a half. We go to the bottom of the second. 2-0. The Trappers losing the Trappers baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com app.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or take-out in the Pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carry-out orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
We're back here in Bancroft, Iowa. The Trappers lead early on in this one, 2-0, as we go to the bottom of the second. Caleb Hay on the mound for his second start of the year. He was able to get out of a bit of a jam, rolling up a double play, 6-4-3 to end the last inning. First pitch misses outside. Jarrett Brannon, the designated hitter. He was a DH for most of the series this weekend, but he also pitched one game where he was lights out. He pitched 7 innings up until the rain delay. Got a 2-0 count. Caleb Hay, 2-0. That's in there for a strike. Brandon going to Kansas Wesleyan. The 2-1. That's in there. Paints the corner. 2-2 the count. Caleb May sets. And that one just missed. Trappers ahead here. 2-0. Bottom of the second. We've got a payoff pitch incoming. And the 3-2 misses outside for ball four. So leadoff man reaches here for the Raging Roosters. And we're driven to the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7 KGFX FM Pier. Seatbelts save lives, so please buckle up every time. So Caleb Hay getting a quick visit from his catcher, Garrett Arnold, after the leadoff walk. Early lead for the Trappers. The first time this season in what is the fifth game, first time that they have scored first. So now, Griff Snyder, the second baseman, walked in the first series, scored a run, registered one hit, and he's got a runner on. And that's in there for a strike. Just caught the outside. It was a bit of a fake steal over there at first for Brannon. Took a few steps and then ran straight back to the bag. So Caleb Hay taking his time to check him over there at first now. The 0-1, that's chopped over to shortstop again, to second for one and to first, and that is another double play. The second one turned in as many innings for the Trappers. It's another 6-4-3. This time, instead of it being Bendek Combo Hawk, it is Bendek Seagraves and Hawk, because Seagraves in for CJ Combo. After Combo with an RBI single, he reached first base but was pinch run for, and he is not in the field. So after the second double play of the game already, we've got Cameron Rendon batting now. That's in there for a strike. Two away here in the bottom of the second after the double play turned by the infield. 1-2 is the count. Caleb A. 1-2 waved on and missed. It gets by for a drop third strike, but the throw to first is in time to retire the side. So three batters, three outs, a double play, and then a strikeout for Caleb Hay. 2-0 to score. Your Trappers lead. We go to the top of the third inning. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total joint.
It's the easiest way to shop locally online and save. Discount deals at drgnews.com any time of the day or night with great savings on items and services. Cowboy Country Stores in Pier and Fort Pier, Prairie ATV and Cycle, Andrea Royer Studio, Classic Car Wash, Gator's Pizza Pasta Subs, and more. Register to save your payment information or shop as a guest. Just click on discount deals at any station page on drgnews.com. Discount deals from DRG Media Group.
The Corner Station in Pier can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pier.
Back here for the top of third inning. Already one pitch in. Anthony Barraza up for his second at bat. He walked in the first, but he's got an 0-2 count here, so got to shorten up and protect the designated hitter. Barraza, breaking ball. It's the third base side, but it goes foul. And Barraza is kind of trying to refine his swing. Has a ton of power, an insane amount of power. You see that at BP every single day. The 0-2, mid outside. He's just trying to focus more on the contact and that bat path. Anytime he hits it hard. 1-2, that missed outside. So a good take there for Barraza. And it's been a journey for him, too. Just over a year ago, weighed nearly 300 pounds, now down to 240. Solid muscle, lots of power. But gets fooled by the changeup there and goes down swinging. So after reaching on a walk in the first, he strikes out here in the third for the first out. So Will Hoke up there for this time in the game. The cleanup hitter. First pitch ripped over to first base. McMinn there. Makes the play, calls off the pitcher, and steps on the bag for out number two. First pitch swinging, and it's a ground out. Three unassisted. So two quick outs for the Trappers after scoring two runs in the top of the second. And that is what the score remains now, 2-0. Here in the top of the third. Hunter Brown. He doubled in the first at-bat and scored. And he takes the first pitch low inside near the shoe tops. Non-green shoe tops of Hunter Brown. Swung and missed at that one. Fastball tailed a little bit outside. It's amazing being able to see the exact trajectory of that one. That's ripped into left field, but it will be caught out there. That one carried a little bit, but ultimately died out there and left. So Cruz made the catch. Two retired sides, so the Trapper go down in order in the top of the third, but they hold on to a 2-0 lead. So we're going to take a quick break and get back here for the bottom of the third. The Trapper's baseball on the face of the Trapper's River 92.7.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull-type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero-turn mowers in three models, and Bush Hog tillers, three-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media Group. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important thing, your business and your customers.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the Easy Access Outside Bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Two nothing is our score heading to the bottom of the third, and the first pitch of the inning to Carson Gross in there for a called strike. Caleb Hay back out for his third inning of work. Picked up a win on opening day in the 13-4 victory, trying to make it 2-0 as that has popped over the second. Seagrave's charging in, going to try to glove flip, but it is not in time. That one was just awkwardly enough that it was too hard hit for Caleb Hay to make a play on the mound, but too lightly hit for it to be a readable play for Seagraves. He did the best that he could to try to make beat on that one and glove flip it. So that will be a base hit, an infield base hit. For the left fielder, Carson Gross, he played a lot of third base in the first series that we saw this past weekend in left field tonight. So a leadoff base runner. For the second inning in a row. But each of the last two innings, it's been a double play that has really killed the Raging Roosters. They've grounded into two double plays already in the game. We're only in the bottom third. Nick Eastham takes a first pitch strike. Eastham out in right field. He delivered an absolute cannon from right field. Garrett Arnold from scoring from third, so that kept it at a 2-0 game. Otherwise, it would be 3-0 if not for the incredible throw from right field to home. 0-1. Tries to drop that one in there, but it just missed. Caleb Hay looking over to the runner on first. Number 9 hitter, Nick Eastham, chops it foul. Now we have a 1-2 count.
Yeah, one ball.
Infield, the middle infield in double play depth. Trying to roll one up here. Caleb Hay already been able to do that twice. We'll see what he goes with in the 1-2. Runner on the move, and that one's hit in the air out to right center field. It'll be caught in center. No play back at first, though. So the catch from Arroyo, but Gross was able to sprint back to first. So did not get doubled off there. Instead, just a fly out to center field. And we're back top of the order. You heard the PA announcer there. Dane Nakasuka back up for the second time. Grounded out to third in his first at-bat. But has been deadly against the Trappers so far in this young season. The first pitch, that's hit over to second for Seagraves. Seagraves spins, throws a second in time for one, and that is all they'll get. But a nice play from Trevor Seagraves, collecting that one and spinning and throwing over to get the force out at second base. So it's a fielder's choice for Dane Asuka. Carson Gross was thrown out at second. So two down here in the bottom of the third for Caleb Hay, trying to throw three scoreless to start the game out. Sun starting here in Bancroft, Iowa. A late start to this game. First pitch, breaking ball in there for a strike to kill Herbert. Herbert singled up the middle in his first at-bat, was a part of that first double play of the game. Nakasuka on first. Looks like he might be ready to run at some point. Not going to take off there, and that one misses. One and one. And I'm always grateful for my fantastic producer, Heather, back at the studio, giving me weather updates all the time, telling me what the weather is like in a city she's not in right now. She's back in Pierre, and I'm here in Bancroft, letting you know that it's 61 degrees, clear skies. We get over to first base. 14-mile-an-hour winds. Seems about right. That wind blowing pretty much straight out to center field. So a hitter's friendly wind right now. Got a 1-1 count to Caleb Herbert. Nakasuka on first. And that's in there for a strike. Got a 1-2 count to the shortstop, Caleb Herbert. One, two, count, two, lay the pitch. Did he offer? It's a check swing. We're going to peel down. They're going to say, no, he did not go. So it was a good pitch. Nearly got the result you wanted there. But the field ump says that Herbert able to just hold up on the check swing. So we'll now do 2-2. Trappers leading 2-0 in the bottom of the third. 2-2 pitch. Popped foul. Coach Jamie tried to get a hand on it, just missed it. He's hanging out over there to the far left side of the Trappers dugout, which is down the third base line for today's game. Trappers in the dugout and on the field wearing their all gray uniforms, first time. The 2-2, bounced it. Good block there from the catcher, Arnold, to keep it in front and keep Nakasuka over there at first. But now in a full count with two away, the speedy Nakasuka will be on the move, on the pitch. So we'll see what happens here with a little bit of action on. Runner is on the move, the 3-2. That one just missed outside. Caleb frustrated about that on the mound. Kind of dramatically caught that with the glove. Slid it back, quickly turned back around to walk back to the mound. Just missed it there, and he didn't like the call. It was a good pitch. You can keep spotting him there. You'll get some swings and misses. So a close fat walk to Caleb Herbert. Now runners on first, second for Craig Kenny. First pitch. That one's across for a strike. Oh, and one count. A paychecks back to second, and then deals. Breaking ball, did he go? Yes, he did. They're going to say that Kenny did go around. So 0-2, and you can see pretty much just about anything here from Caleb Hay. We'll see what he opts to go with on the 0-2. The 0-2 pitch goes off speed, and it's chopped over to short, ranging on the move, making the throw in time. Nice play from Connor Bedeck, the shortstop, to get Craig Kenny grounding out. That middle infield of the Trappers has been very, very good early on in the first three innings. We're going to go to the fourth. Your Trappers lead 2-0. You're listening to Trap Ball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to drgnews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
We're getting here at the top of the fourth as the first pitch misses low and outside to the lefty, Gabriel Arroyo. He stroked a double into right center field and drove home the first run of the game in his first at bat. Swinging and fouling that one off straight back here. So a 1-1 count to the six-hole hitter. Gabriel Arroyo takes that one up for two. Arroyo, originally from Puerto Rico, playing college ball in Oklahoma. He's that one up. It's going to be a tough play, sliding and throwing to first, not in time. So a heck of an effort from Herbert short. Able to slide and quickly snap up and try to throw to first, but Arroyo just too fast for that one. So that'll be a leadoff single, the second hit in as many at-bats in this game for Gabriel Arroyo. Now a little bit of speed on the bases as well. Arroyo was able to beat that one out. 8 stolen bases last year as well for the Oklahoma School of Science and Arts. Fellow, I don't know if he's an Oklahoman because he's from Puerto Rico, but he's an honorary Oklahoman going to school in the great state where I also attend college at Oklahoma State University. So Garrett Arnold, he walked in his first at-bat, and he's got a runner on here in the top of the fourth with nobody out. And Arroyo, they got him in a pickoff, but he's going to slide in there safely, but we're going to have a bit of an injury. So we're going to take – yep, Arroyo is on the ground rolling around in pain. Pickoff to first base to John Arroyo, who was going off on the pitch. With it being a left-handed pitcher, you sometimes see that where you take off on first movement. You just picked over to first base, and Arroyo was able to slide in ahead of the throw. Second. But in the process, there was a collision. And so that is the result right now. A collision where Gabriel Arroyo, you're getting checked on out there. We're going to take a quick break for the injury timeout. 2-0 the score in the top of the fourth. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the Voice of the Trappers over 92.7.
Ah, why am I so sore?
There are everyday moments.
Oh, hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments. When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media Group. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important thing, your business and your customers.
Welcome back in here to Bancroft Memorial Park as we're getting a round of applause from the fans for Gabriel Arroyo, who is walking off field under his own power, but very clearly in some discomfort with that left shoulder being held off by Coach Jamie Habiger. It was a collision at second base on a stolen base attempt where they picked over to first. And amazingly, Gabriel Arroyo was able to slide in ahead of the throw at second base, and he was safe, even though he got picked off at first. But the collision between the shortstop, Caleb Herbert, and Gabriel Arroyo. So he will exit the game, and it's Maddox Mueller now on bases. And that's hit out the left field from Arnold. We'll see if Mueller tries a tag. He does with the speed. The throw into third is a good one. And the tag is not in time. They're going to appeal down to second and say that he took off early, and they're going to call an out. So the throw to third was not in time. But that is because they say that Maddox Mueller left early trying to tag up for third. So they just whipped it back over to second and got the out call from the field umpire. So that is going to go down as a double play. Garrett Arnold flying out to left field. And it was a bit of a gutsy decision there from Mueller, even though he is very fast, to decide to try to tag up. And he beat the throw, left just a tad early. And I was watching at the point of movement from Mueller, and it was close. It was very close. So we now have two away, and Trevor Seagraves batting in place of CJ Cumbo. Chops that foul to the Trapper's dugout. So we've had two replacements in this game already for the Trappers. Seagraves in place of CJ Cumbo and Max Mueller in place of Arroyo. That one missed inside, 1-1 the count. That one just missed. 2-1. Trevor Seagraves. 2-1 is hit into shallow right field. Snyder calling off the right fielder and falling down and does not make the play. And the second base is Seagraves. That's going to go down as an error on Gervin Snyder, the second baseman. That was one of those that was no man's land. The Bermuda Triangle, if you will. Gervin Snyder thought he had it. But keep in mind the wind that I mentioned is blowing straight out to the outfield. And that's where Gervin Snyder missed it. Just went right over him as he was stumbling backwards. Never an easy play to make there, especially with wind. Probably would have been easier for the right fielder, Nick Eastham. But that is an error all the way. So a two-out base runner, and a runner in scoring position for Jacob Griffin. struck out his first at bat, but he takes a one here. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Trapper's leading 2-0. And that one is hit out of right field. Snyder camps under it. Hit well, and he's able to corral that one. That one was a mile high. So a tougher play than you would think. Not as routine as it looks, but Griffin Snyder, after the error, able to make up for it by catching the third out of the inning. So the Trappers score none in the fourth, but still lead it 2-0. We're going to take a quick break. Going to the bottom of the fourth, you're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
The BRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
I'm already liking how it's going right now and everything I'm already doing. And after this contract, I'd actually like to go active duty and then see where it goes from there.
Here's Kaylee Rolfe, graduated senior, great Boulder, but she's talking about a career in the military, maybe. Find out more on the Players Perspective Podcast. Listen or download your favorite station page at drgnews.com and the DRG News app. Brought to you by American Bank of Trust and Avera Orthopedics.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero turn mowers in 3 models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Back here for the bottom of the fourth inning, Sage McMahon standing in for the Raging Roosters, and he takes the first pitch outside for ball one. 2-0 the score in favor of the visiting Pier Trappers. We're in Bancroft, Iowa. The first ever game at home for the Raging Roosters, and that one missed outside in nearly the same spot. McMahon grounded into a double play in his first at game. One of two double plays on the night so far for the Raging Roosters. 2-0. That's in there for a strike. Trevor Seagraves at second base. He relieved C.J. Cumbo, who left, I believe, for an injury. He got a base hit and then was substituted for at first base. Trevor Seagraves, second baseman, shifted over for the left-handed hit. A little bit of a shift on here for Jamie Habiger. But a big hole up the middle. It's a 3-1 count, though. The 3-1 pitch. Now missed for ball four. So a leadoff walk for Sage McMahon. And the Rooster trying to get something going here. It's the third inning in a row they've had the leadoff man reach, but unable to do anything with it the first two times. They'll see if they could take advantage here. It was a walk in the second inning and then a base hit in the third, but neither of those came around to score. We'll see if they can score this one. First pitch to Jarrett Brannon in there for us. The times these teams have met early on here in the season, it's been very strange games every single time these teams will play. If you conclude tonight, 21 times more on season. Jarrett Brannon lines that one foul off the roof near where I'm at on my little Goodyear blimp. Because that's what it feels like. The sky view. I sent a picture of the press box to my mom before the game. And she sends back, "Is that thing safe?" with 2 question marks. Yeah. It feels sturdy. 0-2 missed up. 1-2 the count. To Jarrett Brannon. And being this high up, too, gives a unique view of the plate. almost feel like you're right on looking at it for right above. McMahon gets a big lead, and the 1-2 just missed the side. Tried to go back door with that one. Caleb Hay, his second start of the season. Liked the idea of that one. McMahon gets another big lead. The 2-2 chops foul straight back once again. Just hanging out with the clouds up here. Bancroft, Iowa. It's a unique stadium. Two incoming. Swung on and they're going to say foul tipped. Arnold just unable to squeeze it. Nearly got the foul tip to stay in the glove, but just unable. So we'll do the 2-2 all over again. Men takes off as that one's hit foul to the left side. Could have seen that one coming. McMahon's been taking pretty sizable leads over there at first, this entire at bat. Finally decided to take off. So we'll see if Caleb Hay maybe checks over there at first a little bit more here with Sage McMahon showing he's getting that big secondary lead every time. The 2-2. And that one just missed the outside. Haven't been getting that call pretty much all games so far. And I think that the Raging Rangers are starting to catch on. Maybe that the might be a bit of an inside strike zone across the board for the home plate umpire. So 3-2 the count. Pitch lined up the middle. And that will be caught by Maddox Mueller. They're going to say he didn't scoop it. Never mind, it is not a catch. Get out for it. They're going to say he trapped it on the ground and it is not a catch. So that's a base hit and a 3-2 count for Jarrett Brandt. So now something really brewing here for the Roosters. First two runners on board here to start off the bottom of the fourth. And Maddox Mueller in there at center field for the injured Gabriel Arroyo. About pulled that one off. Used the seat. Looked like there was no shot he was going to get there, but he laid out and looked like he almost was able to catch that. But they said it was trapped on the ground. So now Griffin Snyder, first pitch called, strike one on the outside. Snyder, the other Rooster, ground into a double play in this game. The first one is Sage McMahon, who is standing on second. He's getting some huge leads, really trying to play with Caleb on the mound. The other one missed low and in. Sage McMahon kind of been doing whatever he wants to on the bases since he reached on that leadoff walk. Thinking secondary lead before pitch is even thrown. Taking big hops, as he just did. The 1-1, that's hit over to short. And there's going to get the lead at third. So a heads-up play from Connor Bendick at shortstop. Would have been a tough play deep in the hole. His momentum took him to third, though, and allowed him to make that force out at third. So, safe. Out at third on the fielder's choice. And that'll be Carson Gross. Actually, Cameron Rendon, I got ahead of myself there in the book. Cameron Rendon swinging at the changeup. Comes with empty. One away here. foul to the right side. So we will now have an 0-2 count. Caleb Hay trying to work out of a bit of a jam here in the bottom of the fourth. The field shifted a little bit to the left. And that one just missed outside. Tried outside again. So they're right. Cameron Rendon, a big hole side of the infield. The 1-2, chopped foul into the nets. The net extend all the way up beyond the press box here. Almost like a circus tent. At least I know I'm protected. Unless some other gets involved and somehow finds a way to sneak a ball in here. So we'll have a 1-2 count. And hey, snaps to second nearly in time. Nice thought over there, checking on Jarrett. Quick spin. Trying to keep the runners honest. The two base runners that are on. First and second for the Roosters. One away. Bottom of the fourth. Caleb Hay delivers the 1-2. Chopped right. Caleb Hay, he's going to go to second for one. And a first, and it's not in time. But I think that Connor Bendek is claiming some, he was slid into over there at second by Group Nider. So I think that's the case they're trying to make right now. I don't think they're going to that one to go their way. It's a fielder's choice is what it would have.
Carson Gross.
Dropped right back to Caleb Hay. Able to get one out, though, and that's the important thing is now two away. There are runners on the corners, however. So now we have Carson Gross, the left-handed hitter, in an RBI opportunity with two away. Taking off, and that's hit over to short. Bendek fields, throws the first in time. For the out, Connor Bendek has been spectacular at shortstop in the first four innings of this game. Able to put the pedal out of the inning there, and the Roosters strand runners on once again. They strand two that time. Getting runners on hasn't been the issue for the Roosters. It's been cashing them in. 2-0 our score through four innings. Trappers lead it. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
It's the easiest way to shop locally online and save. Discount deals at drgnews.com any time of the day or night with great savings on items and services. Everspring Inn and Suites in Bismarck. Sky Zone in Bismarck. Alevity Entertainment in Aberdeen. V and Junt Auto Body. Slater Oil. And more. Register to save your payment information or shop as a guest. Just click on discount deals at any station page on drgnews.com. Discount deals from DRG Media Group.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the corner station.
And we're cutting back here just a little bit late. Probably my fault for talking a little into the last half inning, but Connor Ben out to right field just as we are about to get back on the second pitch of the at-bat. So one quick out before I was able to even get back here with you guys. It was a very quick out. So Noah McCreary, he's first pitch swinging at a breaking ball, looked like a changeup. McCreary, he's flew out to center field in both of his at-bats. The 0-1, and that's hit well out to right field, and that is long gone. Off the chicken coop, he was talking about it during pregame. Touch them all, Noah McCreary. That is the first home run of the season for the Trappers, and that was a no-doubter. No shot for the right fielder, Nick Easton.
Thank you back for the Trappers. Designated hitter number 18, Anthony Hunt.
That one was long gone. Talking about the chicken coop, which is what he called that shed in right field during pregame. That one was hit exactly there. It hit the tin of the roof. And that's lined into left center field from Barraza for a base hit. Hard contact once again from Barraza, this time able to find some green grass.
First baseman, number six.
So back-to-back hits. One of the Trappers, one of them the long ball from the left to Andrew McCreary. That one a nice long single. So one away, 3-0 the score. After the solo home run. The first season for the Trappers. First pitch to Will Oak. That one missed upstairs.
Yeah.
Barraza, first base. The 1-0. Missed outside. And as I've already said, 1-4 in the last inning. Not a whole lot of calls either way for either pitcher. Trying to spot the outside. Been pretty consistent with that. The 2-0 missed inside. 3-0. I would assume this will be a take. All the way from Will Hope, the first baseman. And that one in there for a strike. It was a take all the way. So a 3-1 now. Will Hoke will swing away, I would assume, if it's close, and a pick back over to first. For the left-hander. First start of the season for Noah Morphew. The hometown kid. 3-1 missed up and in from Morphew. And that is a walk for Will Hoke. That is his fourth walk of the year.
Number 22, Hunter Brown.
He has been a on-base machine, and he gets on there. That's why he is placed where he is at in the order. Batting cleanup. Able to get on base. Good clip. And so we're going to have a mound visit. The last three batters. I've reached safe. First, it was the solo shot from Noah McCreary. Absolutely no doubt put it to right field. That probably would have left even if the wind was not blowing straight out like it is. But that helped add some distance. Helped it hit the shed just beyond the old wall. Now we got a base hit and a walk. So we've got Hunter Brown. 1-for-2 with a double and scored in the game. In scoring position with 1-away. First pitch. Tied that one to the backstop, and both runners will move 90 feet. So now two runners in scoring position for Hunter Brown. It looked like that one just slipped. And Noah Morphew. And he was, no, or actually, coach first base in the high school game that happened just before this one. He's one of those guys that's only going to pitch in home games for the Rage and Roosters. The 1-0 is hit slowly over to pitcher Morphew, goes home with it, and it's not in. That was going to be a really difficult play for Morphew, even if he didn't have to play out for it, but he did and flipped it from his stomach. But the throw sailed a little bit high and allowed for Barraza to slide in ahead of the tag. So that extends the lead to 4-0. We'll call that an RBI base hit for Hunter Brown. And Will Ho is at third. So runners on the corners once again. That's hit into foul ground in right field, and that will drop. Easton probably could have got there, but it was probably smart that he didn't. That was hit. I would assume that Will Hoke would have tagged up from third base. That would have been a tough throw to make. So whether Easton would have been able to get there or not, who knows, but if he would, could have resulted in another run scoring. Maddox Mueller subbed in for Gabriel Arroyo. The 0-1. That one dropped low of the zone. One and one the count. 4-9 in favor of the Pier Trappers. Against the Rage and Roosters. The 1-1. Tries to go outside and gets it. 1-2. And for Maddox Mueller, your objective, just put anything in play that you can. Don't go down on strikes. The 1-2. That one missed well outside. Mueller's probably fast enough. He can beat out most double play balls. And you've got a runner on third. So putting most things in play would result in a run score. And the 2-2 does get a swing and a miss. So Mueller does go down swinging for the second out of the inning.
Catcher, number two,
and so it'll now come down to the catcher, Garrett Arnold. He reached in the second on a walk and then flew out to left. Runners on the corners, two away. Garrett Arnold ropes that one, but foul. And another thing that I think is very unique about this field, the telephone poles with the electrical wires run into foul ground, and so there's poles on both the left side and the right side that are just staked there in the ground. I don't think I've ever seen that before. The 0-1. And a fake steal at first from Hunter Brown, trying to usher a throw down to second and maybe allow for that run to score from third. Craig Kinney does not take the bait. So 1-1 the count. And that one missed outside. Two and one. Trevor Seagraves is on deck. He reached on an error. And that one's roped the middle. Fielded over at shortstop by Herbert and throw first. That ball was absolutely crushed on the ground. But a nice play at short from Caleb Herbert to end the inning. The Trappers score two runs, including a solo shot from Noah McCreary, the first home run of the year for the Trappers. 4-0 our score. We're going to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total joint.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com app.
Welcome back in here to Bancroft Memorial Park in Bancroft, Iowa. It's the home opener for the North Iowa Rage and Roosters and their first home game in team history, but they trail against the Pier Trappers 4-0 here in the bottom fifth. Caleb Hayes thrown four scoreless innings, been able to pitch out of a jam in pretty much every single inning. Three innings in a row, Roosters have got the leadoff man on, but stranded in base. So it is an opportune hitting for the Roosters that has really hurt them in this game. Nick Eastham, the right fielder, he's up first, and that one missed inside. Caleb Hay delivers the 1-0. That one missed in the same spot, missed inside. With this being the first home game for the Raging Roosters, it brings collegiate baseball back to Bancroft, as that one's on and missed. It was a place of recent summer league success just a few years ago, the Bancroft Bandits of the Pioneer Collegiate Baseball. They won the league title in 2019. The 2-1 is hit foul right near the parking lot. Don't worry, though, Heather. My producer, Heather, always trying to look out for my car. Mine is not in that parking lot. I park very far away. Your ice. Not taking any chances today. The 2-2, and they're going to punt him out. Eastham didn't agree, so exchanging a couple of words, didn't like it. It was an off-speed pitch. An emphatic strike three rung up from the home umpire.
Number 27, Dave Nakasuka.
So we're back to the top of the order. After the punch out, Dane Nakasuka. That was the second strikeout of the game for Caleb Hay. First pitch, and that one missed. Up and outside, Nakasuka. He's 0-2 in this game, which is quite an accomplishment for the Trappers, considering he was a Trapper killer in the first series of the season. That one in there for a strike. 1-1 the count. And the 1-1, and that missed outside as well. Left-hand Nakasuka from Vanguard College. 2-1. Taken for a strike. And within the, on the Vanguard College website, for all the player profiles, it asks some fun questions and gives some player answers. And I'm going to have to disagree with one of Nakasuka's answers for the best sporting event he's ever been to, is that one's chopped foul to the left side. As a Cardinals fan, I did not appreciate this answer, Dane, when he was asked the best sporting event he had ever been to. It was watching the Dodgers walk off the Cardinals at Dodger Stadium. Can't say that I would agree with that. If he's talking about the Chris Taylor walk-off home run in the playoffs last year, I would actually agree with that. The 2-2, that missed outside. Count run full to 3-2. I did like the second half of his answer, though, where he says that He'd like to go to the NAIA World Series, but not as a fan. Some high aspirations for Dane Kasuka. He's got a 3-2 count in the payoff pitch. Hit foul once again. He's a tough out almost every time he's up there, and he's battling right now. So we're going to need a quick exchange of between Garrett Arnold and Caleb Hay. Or with the 3-2 over again. Number 8 of the at-bat upcoming. One out, nobody on in the bottom of the 5th. Trappers lead 4-0. The payoff pitch. That missed low for ball 4. So a quality at from Dane Noxuka. That'll put a tally in the quality AB chart. One out base runner. It'll bring up Caleb Herbert, the shortstop. He has reached safely in both of his at-bats in this game. It was a base hit and a walk. Trying to help spark a bit of a rally. Trailing 4-0. Of course, they're no stranger to late-inning rallies. They trailed the Trappers 6-0 in Game 2. Of the series this week, then came back to win it 9-8. First pitch in there for a strike to Caleb Herbert. And there was some craziness in the late innings of that game that I mentioned. Caleb Herbert slipped as he was rounding. That one bounces off the catcher Arnold and rolls to the backstop, so Nakasuka will take second on the passed ball. 1-1 the count. As I was saying about Caleb Herbert, in the 8th inning, he slipped while rounding third base, and he would have scored the tying run with 2 outs in the 8th. Instead, had to retreat the 3rd after slipping. And he didn't come around to score in that inning, so nearly did come back to bite the Roosters until they scored 4 runs with 2 in the top of the 9th to take a lead and then hold on to a win. After Colby Rich of the Trappers slipped and fell, representing the tying run in the 9th. And he was thrown out at home, and the trap fell 1 run short. We've got a 2-1 count to Caleb Herbert. Runner on second base. The 2-1 hit up the middle, going to be a tough pin. And it bounces in center field, and they're going to keep Nakasuka at third. So a base hit for Caleb Herbert, second hit of the night, third time reaching safely in the game, and it bounced awkwardly off the glove of Ben Deck at shortstop and rolled into the outfield. Maddox Mule, we get there pretty quickly. So something I've meant quite a lot already. Here in this early season, Maddox Mueller's speed. So one away, runners on the corners for Greg Akeem. Trying to bring home the first run of the game. Bendick Herbert takes off for second and takes the bag easily. So first pitch taken off for second. Now double play is out of the question. There's two runners in scoring position. The 1-0. Breaking ball missed outside. 2-0. Maybe a bit of a inning potentially in the making for the rear, unless Caleb Hay can slam the door closed here on this inning. 2-0. It's therefore a called strike. Four runners have been stranded in game already for the Raging Rooster. They've grounded into 2 double plays. They've got 2 runners in the running position here, and that's hit foul off to the right side. Will Hoke running back and unable to make the catch. And again, I think it's probably a blessing in disguise that he was not able to make that catch. Because if he does, that allows for Nakasuka to tag in easily. All at this point in the game, maybe you're okay with exchanging a Craig out for a run in the bottom of the fifth. Trapper is leading 4-0. Two incoming, and rung him up, strike three. Big strikeout for Caleb Hay. Couldn't be a bigger batter either. So now Slade McMinn trying to salvage this situation. Two runners in scoring position. Two away now. Sage McMinn. We're driven here by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7 KGFX FM Pierre. When you gamble with safety, you bet your life. So please buckle up. You got to buckle up for that. Sage McMinn, swing and a miss. The big swing and a miss. Trying to send that maybe to the same place that Noah McCreary sent his home run. Got an 0-1 count. 0-1 pitch. Check swing. Get around. No, he did not. Able to spit on that one in the dirt. Just had an appeal down to the field umpire just in case and waves it. Says no swing. 1-1 the count. Roosters trying not to stray into their fifth and sixth runners on base in the game. The 1-1 line on the right side. And I can see where that landed. It went into a backyard and bounced right up off the fence. That was hit very hard. It sliced through a maze of American flags that I would assume were set out for Memorial Day yesterday. Probably close to 100 flags there, maybe more. And a swing and a miss, strike three. Caleb Hay goes with the upstairs heater. Sage McMinn comes up empty. So would you look at that, Caleb Hay strikes out back-to-back batters to end the inning, and the Roosters do send their fifth and sixth runners on base in this game. We're through five. Your Trappers lead 4-0. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers River. 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media Group. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important things, your business and your customers.
Here to start off the sixth inning, and the Roosters have got a new pitcher on the mound. It's a righty, River Terry. And this is his first game with the Roosters as well. Following up, Carter Norfew, who went five innings, gave up four runs, including a solo home run from Noah McCreary, and doing some quick math here. Seven hits. And so River Terry, a new addition to the team, trying to keep this at a four-run deficit for the Roosters. The Trappers been taking advantage here in this game. And that's been pretty much the difference. Trappers have been taking advantage with runners on base. The Roosters have not been able to. Just the way it goes sometime. First pitch to Seagraves, who squares the bunt but then pulls back. The 1-0. That's called a strike. Trevor Seagraves subbed in the first inning for CJ Cumbo. The 1-1 that missed way up there. We've had two substitutions in this game already. I say already, it's the fifth inning, but they were both very early. The 2-1. That missed upstairs as well. First, it was CJ Cumbo getting removed in the first after his RBI replaced by Trevor Seagraves, and not quite sure the status of that, and that is a walk. Three misses way up there. So a leadoff walk for Trevor Seagraves, and now Jacob Griffin is up to bat. And then also in the fourth inning, Maddox Mute replaced Gabriel Arroyo after there was a collision at second base, and Arroyo hurt his left shoulder. Griffin swinging and fouling off the first pitch to the left side. 0 and 1 the count. Griffin 0 for 2 in this game with a strikeout. The 0-1, that swung on and missed. Griffin batting ninth in the lineup. Playing right field. 2 for 11 on this season. And time is called. Both Jacob Griffin and Trevor Seagraves are teammates at Ottawa University in Arizona. The 0-2 missed instant. And they both are wearing their university batting helmets. Brown with W-A-Z lettering on the front in orange. The 1-2 tries to go back door. Good idea, but just missed. So Griffin able to work the count back to 2-2. He had an RBI double in his first game of the season. And the 2-2 missed upstairs, so Jacob Griffin battles all the way back. From 0-2 to 3-2, you got a runner on. The 3-2 is for ball four. So back-to-back walks to start off the inning in a heck of an at-bat from Jacob Griffin, working all the way back from 0-2 to getting the free pass. We're back to the top of the order for Connor Bendick. In this game, he's 0 for 3. But in last game, he was 2 for 4. Two RBI singles. One of them scoring two runs. One of them scoring one. He was responsible for three of the four runs that scored for the Trappers in their 7-4 Game 4 loss. Trying to avenge that loss here tonight. 1-0 to Bendick. That missed that 2-0. Coming into this game, the Trappers had walked 32 times and struck out 36 times. They're improving that ratio tonight. 2-0. Called a strike. Goes with a fastball. 4-0 the score. Trappers getting it here in the top of the sixth. Runners on first and second with nobody out. The 2-1 missed upstairs. And I'd have to guess after back-to-back walks and now a 3-1 count, I'd be very surprised if Connor Bendick swung here on 3-1. The 3-1, he does take it. And we're going to get Seagraves taking off for third, and he takes the bag, a heads-up play there. Catching Aaron Doan sleeping in third base a little bit. There was a throw down, but it was wide left. So Connor Bendick did take all the way. And now we have a 3-2 runners on the corners after the stolen base from Trevor Seagraves. The 3-2 swung on and missed for the first out of the inning. The first strikeout for River Terry. And now we are back up to Noah McCreary. McCreary hit an absolute tank in his last at bat. Hit the tin roof in right field. beyond that right field wall. And he's got runners on the corners with one away. And he was going for number two there on one swing. He was going for that second home run. But came up empty. The 0-1, and Griffin takes off for second. The throw down, and the tag is applied. So a pretty nice play there from the shortstop, Caleb Herbert. The throw down from Craig Kinney pulled him off the bag, but he's able to catch and come down with the glove and just grazes the back of Jacob Griffin. So Griffin's caught stealing at second base. And there are now two away and an 0-2 count for McCreary. Trapper's trying not to strand a runner on third. The 0-2, and that hit him up and in. Didn't like that. Flung the bat back towards the dugout. That one ran up there and kind of fake jabs towards the pitcher's mound. A little bit of a playful move there. Came up and hit him on the shoulder. These teams have gotten very familiar with each other. This is their fifth game against each other already within the last week. So a little bit of a playful gesture there. And McCreary takes off first pitch. The throw down is not in time, and that allows for Seagraves to score from third. So McCreary takes a bag, and the throw down to second allowed for Seagraves to score. So some crafty stuff there from Coach Jamie Haviker. Produces the run of the game for the Trappers. Seagraves able to score. The 2-0 and snapping back to second, and now they've got McCreary in a rundown. He already did his job last time, and he gets tagged out. Over there between second and third base, but the Trappers able to score another run after Trevor Seagraves takes home. After the stolen base, third down attempt from Craig Kinney. So 5-0 the score. Go to the bottom of the sixth inning. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com app.
We are back here for the bottom of the sixth inning. Caleb Hay back out there. He's thrown five scoreless. The Roosters have stranded six runners on base in this game. It's been a big difference. The Trappers leading at 5-0. So Jarrett Brannon, the designated hitter, coming up now. He's reached safely in both of his plate appearances. Walked in the second and a base hit in the fourth. He was stranded at third, though, two innings ago. First pitch missed outside. 1-0 the count. The 1-0 pitch, that ran inside. 2-0 to the Roosters' number five hitter, Jarrett Brannon. The 2-0 that missed outside. And Brannon was responsible for driving in the first run of the season in the Expedition League. It was an RBI single to the left side. A 3-0. Needed that on opening day. 3-0 was called a strike on the outside part. Quickly moving, the 3-1 swung on and fouled straight back. So now 3-2. Three and two count. Payoff pitch goes downstairs and gets a swing and a miss. So it was a 3-0 count, but Caleb Hecht himself back into the at-bat and gets a swinging strike three.
Griffin Snyder.
So Griffin Snyder batting now. And that was the fifth strikeout on the night for Caleb Hecht. First pitch, aggressive swing and miss from Griffin Snyder. He's 0 for 2. Grounded into a double play and grounded into a fielder's choice and was later stranded on second. The 0-1 chopped foul out of play to the right side. So we've got an 0-2 count. 5-0 advantage for the Pier Trappers. Here in Bancroft, Iowa. 0-2 incoming. And rung up strike three. The sixth strikeout of the night now for Caleb Hay. And he's struck out back-to-back batters here in the sixth. So now Cameron Rendon. And he struck out in the second inning.
Pitch hitting for the Roosters. The 31. Wyatt Duncan.
So we have a pinch hitter, it looks like, actually. Cameron Rendon is out of the game. So we've got Wyatt Duncan. He is taking over for Cameron Rendon. And it'll be his first at-bat of the season. And a little bit of a quick injury update for you on Gabriel Arroyo. Back in the fourth inning, he got into a collision at second base and had to leave the game, and he was very, very heavily nursing that left shoulder, and so we are told that he went to a local hospital to go try and get his shoulder reset because of a possible shoulder dislocation with the left shoulder. And if I get any more updates, whether it be later on today or tomorrow in pregame, I will let you guys know that. So to repeat myself once again, Gabriel Arroyo left today game in the fourth, and he's getting his shoulder checked out and possibly reset and put back into place at a local hospital. An 0-2 count as I was giving that update for the pinch hitter, Wyatt Duncan. That missed up and in. So 1-2 going upstairs. And that one missed. 2-2 now the count. Caleb Hay looking to close out his sixth inning. The 2-2. Oh, a check swing and it just missed. Duncan able to lay off. So the count runs full. 3-2. Caleb Hay looking in. And the payoff pitch. That's flying in right field. But Jacob Griffin, and he jumps, and it's able to bounce off the glove. So that'll be an E9. And that rolls away. I'm a throw back into the infield, and Duncan is able to take second. So we're going to have an E9 and an E, I think we'll say an E4 on that one. Either way, Wyatt Duncan reaches on an error. And again,
number 11.
It looked like that ball just kind of kept sailing and kept rising on Jacob Griffin. It looked like he was in great position, but the wind just kind of kept pushing that ball horizontally, and it rose on Jacob Griffin out there and just hit off the top of the glove. So a runner on second base now after the two-out error. And it's Dylan Kordick now taking over for Carson Gross. And would you look at that? The Raging Roosters finally have enough depth to be able to sub guys in. First pitch to Kordick in there for a strike. And the reason I say that, in this past weekend series where the Roosters traveled up to Pier, they had 13 players with them to do that. And a couple of them being pitchers, a one missed up and out. So when you travel with such few people, it doesn't really give you many options for subs. They now have 20 players available tonight. Added seven more since 2 days ago. The 1-1 hit to the left side, and they're going to say that was a foul ball. So that's kind of the nature of how these things go in these collegiate summer leagues. You have players that join you along the ride, guys that show up for some reinforcements. And that's what the Roosters finally have now. And the same will go for the Trappers, too. They'll have some guys joining them throughout the course of this season. The 1-2. And that's rung up for strike three. Some frustration from Dylan Kordick. And the Roosters strand another runner on base. Their seventh of the game. Caleb Hayes strikes out the side. His seventh strikeout of the game. We're through six. The Trappers lead 5-0. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
The BRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
I'm already liking how it's going right now and everything I'm already doing. And after this contract, I'd actually like to go active duty and then see where it goes from there.
Here's Kaylee Rolfe, graduated senior, great Boulder, but she's talking about a career in the military, maybe. Find out more on the Players Perspective Podcast. Listen or download your favorite station page at drgnews.com and the DRG News app. Brought to you by American Bank and Trust and Avera Orthopedics.
We are back here for the top of the seventh inning, and getting us started is going to be Anthony Barraza, the designated hitter. He singled and scored in the first pitch to Barraza. That one missed. And as I was saying a little bit earlier, Anthony really worked on trying to make his dream of playing professional baseball work, really put in a lot of effort, as that one is fouled off straight back behind me. Transformed his body. Got a lot of muscle, a lot leaner, transferring to Fullerton College. Now one bounces, really trying to bet on himself right now. Said to me a few days ago that his dream would be to go play college baseball in the Big 12. 2-1, that one is swung on and missed. Big fan of Ivan Melendez at Texas, Anthony Barraza is. 2-2, and that one is hit very well to left and right on cue, just like Ivan Melendez. Touch them all, Anthony Barraza. See you later. Way out of here to left. The second home run of the night for the Trappers and the first of the season for Anthony Barraza. That ball was absolutely destroyed off the bat.
First baseman, number six, the beer batter. Well,
taking a quick selfie with the team. And after I've been talking to Anthony the last few days, I know that that one felt really, really good. He felt like he was close to getting that swing back. You see him every day in practice hitting a ton of home runs. Just been trying a little bit too hard early in the season. Trying a little too hard to hit the home run. So he told me today before the game, you know, I'm just going to try to make hard contact and hit hard line drives up the middle. That was what he did in his last at bat before this one. Set him up to do ultimately what he's wanted to do the most so far in this season. Send one way out into the cornfields. A 2-0 in there for a strike to Will Hoke. Missed. 3-1 the count. 6-0 the score. Trappers leading. Two home runs in the game for the Trappers. And that's a walk for Will Hoke. The on-base machine. It was McCreary hitting a solo shot in the fifth to right field. And then it was Anthony Barraza just a few moments ago hitting an absolute rocket to left. And that's taken for a strike to Hunter Brown. And that swung on a miss and the pick back over to first, not in time. So we've got a 2-0 count, or a 0-2 count. Anthony pointing up to me right now, shouting, "I got Ryan." He was telling me he was going to hit a home run. That bounces away, and Will Hope going to try to take second. The throw down is in time. Bit of a delayed takeoff towards second for Will Hope. So one away and a 1-2 count. And that gets away. Hunter Brown. The 2-2, that's hit foul straight back and out of play. So 2-2, the count remains. And I do have another update for you on Gabriel Arroyo. Went to the hospital. Shoulder definitely separated. The 2-2, that missed outside. 3-2, the count now. It's not a surprise considering the way he was having to walk off the field, hunched over towards that left side. The 3-2 missed upstairs for ball four. So that's a walk for Hunter Brown. Waiting for a doctor to put it back into place for him is Gabriel. And so best of wishes from all of us, hoping that Gabriel is able to get his shoulder put back into place and get back on that road to recovery. Maddox Mueller checks swing, and it's called a strike. So 0-1 the count. Not missed upstairs. Maddox Mueller is the one who came in for Gabriel Arroyo in the fourth. It was a collision at second base that ultimately resulted in the injury. 1-1. missed outside. Actually, it didn't miss outside. They're going to say that's a strike. Getting a bit ahead of myself. Do that from time to time. And a delayed steal takeoff there from Hunter Brown. And he's going to take second. And he's going to roll right over to third, too. The throw down, not in time. Hunter Brown goes from first to third. Steals a bag in the passed ball. Gets him all the way to third. Not very often that you see that. Some heads-up base running from Hunter Brown. Going all the way from first to third. And now Maddox Mueller in a 1-2 count. He's got a runner on third. And the 2-2 count. But the 2-2 pitch was swung at and missed. Went with a changeup. So Mueller strikes out for the second at-bat in a row.
The catcher, number two,
for the second out. And so now Garrett Arnold. Arnold 0-for-2 in the game, but he walked in the second inning. Trying to bring home another run for the Trappers. That missed upstairs. That one bounced away. Hunter Brown wanted to go and break towards home, but didn't get quite far enough away from Craig Kinney. 6-0 the score. The Trappers lead it here in the bottom, or the top of the seventh. 2-0 pitch. That one missed up. 3-0. Missed upstairs again. So a 4-pitch walk. Second walk of the game for Garrett Arnold.
Next to bat for
so Trevor Seagraves, but first we're going to have a mound visit.
One, Trevor Seagraves.
And that will be the end of the day for River Terry. So we're going to have a new pitcher for the Roosters. 6-0 the score, 2 away. Runners on the corners here in the top of the seventh. We'll take a quick break for the pitching change and be right back here. 6-0. You'll sing the Trappers baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Corner Station in Pierre can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pierre.
It's the easiest way to shop locally online and save. Discount deals at drgnews.com any time of the day or night with great savings on items and services. Deuce's Wild Repair, Pier Custom Detailing, River City's Public Transit, TMA, Shell's Gas Stop, Capital City Monuments, and more. Register to save your payment information or shop as a guest. Just click on discount deals at any station page on drgnews.com. Discount deals from DRG Media Group.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GregGooseMotors.com, GregGooseMotors.com, GregGooseMotors.com.
We are back here in the top of the seventh inning. We've got a new pitcher on the mound, and it is Brandon Hill, a right-hander. We saw him this past weekend, and he's inheriting runners on the corners with 2 away. 6-0. The Trappers lead it. They've been able to take advantage with runners on base and had a little bit of pop as well. 2 home runs in the game for the Trappers. Both of them, no doubters. All the outfield could do is just look up and watch them fly. And that's exactly what they did. So Trevor Seagraves Now in his third at-bat of the game after coming in for C.J. Cumbo in the first inning. Seagraves walked and scored a run in his last at-bat. Trying to drive in a run here. First pitch from Hill. Bounced low. 1-0 the count. The 1-0 runs inside. 2-0. Been a complete turnaround game for the Trappers after they lost their past three games. They had a stretch there during game four where they had scored just four runs in the last 21 innings. Not the case tonight. Seagraves watches that one in there for a strike. First road game of the season for the Trappers. We'll have another one tomorrow. This is actually game one of a 9-day road trip. 3-1 the count now. Seagraves steps back in, stares at the barrel of his bat before doing so. Gets set for the 3-1. And the pitch, missed inside. Another walk. So now bases are loaded. And it's Jacob Griffin.
Number 11, Jacob Griffin.
Griffin walked in his last at bat. But I know, knowing Jacob the way that I'd say somewhat gotten to know him in the last week, I know that he really wants to deliver here with something. First pitch, fouled off straight back. The 0-1 bounces. And in game one of the season, the Trappers walked 16 times in their 13-4 win. Tonight, they have walked 9 times. And if it were to be a 10th time right here, that would walk in a run. We're still a little ways from that in a 1-1 count. 1-1, that's skied foul. Will it stay in? No, it will not. 1-2. Jacob Griffin has bases loaded. 1-2 the count, 2 away, top of the 7th. 6-0 the score. And the 1-2, that one missed outside. Hill steps off quickly to get a new sign. And the 2-2 incoming. Takes it outside for ball three. Griffin battling back in the at-bat and forces it full. So a big pitch here as the runners will be in motion on 3-2. The runners take off, and that one is fouled off straight back once again. Felt that one smack the roof above me here in the press box. So 3-2 once again. Jacob Griffin, the lefty, has bases loaded. Trying to make something happen. Runners in motion, 3-2. And it missed for ball four. So a fantastic at-bat for Jacob Griffin, and that is an RBI. And that brings Hunter Brown in to score. And that now makes it 8-0. Actually, 7-0.
No, yeah, 7-0. I added one too many.
So 7-0 is our score after the RBI bases loaded walk. And after that, we're going to see a pinch runner over there at first. And for the first time, Trappers fans can see Preston Lau joined the team today, wearing number 15, for all those who have not seen him yet. An outfielder from Skyline College. He's a California kid. Joined the team today. So we're back to the top of the order. Base is still loaded, and that one bounced. Connor Bendek, 0 for 4 with 2 Ks. Could turn it around in a big way here. Drove in 3 runs 2 nights ago. He's got 3 runners on. The 1-0 runs up and inside. 2-0 the count. Bendek is the 8th batter to come to the plate in this inning. McCreary on deck. He went yard in the 5th. And in the hole is Anthony Barraza, who hit a tank shot earlier this inning to lead it off. The 2-0. Ancy swinging a miss there. 10 walks in the game for the Trappers. Doing it kind of the same way they did in game 1. The 2-1. That's called a strike. Two and two. Two outs. Top of the 7th. 2-2 pitch. That bounced. Skips to the backstop. And a run will score. Garrett Arnold crosses the plate for the 8th run of the game on the wild pitch. And we now have a 3-2 count with runners on 2nd and 3rd. That one just kind of was spiked out of the hand of Hill. 3-2 to Bendek. Hit to the right side and takes a nasty hop, and it's in there for a base hit. One run will score. Preston Lau will score. And it is now 10-0 Trappers. That took a crazy hop over there at first for Sage McMinn. I'd be interested to see what we want to try to score that as.
Thanks to bat for the Trappers. Center fielder number 23.
So 10-0 is our score. Here in the top of the 7th. Runner on. Noah McCreary. First pitch. Swung on and missed. The 9th hitter to come to the plate in the inning. Man who got it started is on deck. Anthony Barraza. Fouled straight back from McCreary. 0-2 now. 5 runs have scored here in the top of the 7th for the Trappers. They've doubled their lead, and if they're able to record 3 more outs here, they can walk away with a run rule victory. The 0-2 hit in the air out to left. Misjudged, but still, that one actually does get down. So that was botched out there, and a run will score. So, botched out there by the left fielder. That was Kordick. Got over his head. That is definitely an error. 100%.
Next to Matt.
And so Bendek scores from first on the air, the E7. And now we are back to Anthony Barraza. sent one way out of here earlier this inning. The first pitch to Barraza, taken upstairs. Hyper-focused Anthony Barraza. The 1-0, that one missed as well. Hitter-friendly count for the slugger. Trying to come through again here, the 2-0. Check swing and fouled off. Two and one. McCreary on second. The 2-1. That's taken for strike two. 2-2 count. Anthony Barraza, the righty slugger. 2-2 bounces. Runs the count full. Eleven to nothing, our score. Trappers lead it. They have batted around here. Barraza trying to bookmark it with home runs here. And that's fouled off. So we will do it again. And the ump says 2-2, but I definitely have tallied down three times. I thought it would be 3-2, but I guess it's still 2-2. So the 2-2 incoming to Barraza. Fouls that one back again. Staying alive. Digging back in there to the righty batter's box. And Barraza calls time. Bit of a battle going here between Barraza and Hill. A dangerous looking stance from Anthony Barraza. The 2-2, and that's rung up for strike three. He didn't like that. That was a bit outside. Not a call we have seen been given to the pitcher all night, but it was given there. So that's a strikeout. Two in the inning, but the Trappers score six runs in the seventh and make it 11-0. We'll be back here for the bottom of the seventh. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Why am I so sore? There are everyday moments.
Hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt. And there are epic moments.
Collins! Class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to drgnews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
Caleb Hay back out there for the Trappers here in the bottom of the seventh. He has thrown six scoreless frames, and he's got seven strikeouts in the game. He's trying to close it out here for the Trappers, who suddenly are just three outs away from a run rule victory. Up 11-0.
Leading off
and Nick Eastham will be the first man to the plate for the Roosters. He struck out on his last at-bat. The last five outs that Caleb Hayes recorded have been strikeouts. First pitch, that's called a strike. So Caleb had been in a groove, in an absolute roll. The 0-1 misses low. In the bullpen for the Trappers is Nick Blessing warming up. We'll see if he is needed at any point here. The 1-1, that's hit foul off to the right side. So 1-2. Here in the bottom of the seventh, 11-0. And so the 1-2 is hit out to shallow center. Mueller ranging in and is called off. Ultimately, it's second by Seagraves for the first out. So two more outs needed for the Trappers to close out this one. So Dane Nakasuka,
next bat for the Roosters.
He walked in his previous at bat. And that one in there for a called strike. The 0-1 incoming. That one just missed. Infield shifted for the lefty. And 1-1 is hit right up the middle against the shift. There was a big hole straight up the middle, and Nakasuka takes advantage of the shift for a one-out base hit. Just the fourth hit of the night given up by Caleb Hay, who has been excellent. Now it'll be Caleb Herbert. He has reached in all three of his at-bats, two singles and a walk. First pitch, missed in the dirt. Getting set with the 1-0. And the pitch, chopped foul. To the left side, Nakasuka took a few steps off towards second, but turned around and charged back to first. Bit of a fake steal. Double play would end the game, but a lot of speed over there on first and at the plate. The 1-1 fouled off. 1-2, 11-0. Trappers leading it against the Roosters. The 1-2, hit up the middle, knocked off the glove of Hay, and that's going to be a base hit. So an unfortunate bounce. Smoked it right back up the middle, and Caleb Hay stuck a glove up there, but it bounced off it and went into no man's land there on the infield. So back-to-back singles now. And the Roosters trying to get on the board. You're in the bottom of the seventh. Craig Kenny, 0-2 with a walk. Two runners on. First pitch, swung on and missed. One of the seven strikeouts for Caleb Hay. Craig Kenny struck out in his past, most previous at bat. 0-1, hit to the right side, and that is through for a base hit. So three straight singles. Nakasuka rounding third, and he will score. So the Roosters are on the board here with three straight hits in the seventh. Trying to continue this game. So runners on first and second, one away. As I mentioned, Nick Blessing is in the pen warming up, and it's looking more and more like he might be neat here. 11-1. Sage McMinn. First pitch missed upstairs.
Oh.
Rooster's trying to keep this game going, trailing by 10. But a runner on second. And that's hit over to second base for Seagraves. Just going to take the out at first, and that is recorded. So it advances the runners to second and third, but there are now two away after the ground out. It was hit too slowly to try to turn two, so Seagraves just takes his out. The Trappers need one more out here and not allowing any more runs to score if they want to walk out of here right now. Jarrett Brannon, that's a strike. Dane Nakasuka scored the first and only run of the game here so far for the Roosters. The 0-1, that one missed. And then struck out on his most recent at-bat. And he's got a 1-1 count. Pitch, that's across. Goes with the slider. Gets him looking. So 1-2 now. Caleb Hay needing just one more strike here. Looks in at Garrett Arnold. And the 1-2. Ripped foul to the left side, slicing out of play. Trying to end it right here. 11-1 the score. A strike away from doing so. The 1-2, missed. So if the Roosters are able to score one more run here, we will keep playing. If not, we will call it here just before 11 o'clock. The 2-2. Tries to run it inside. Cannot do so. Count now full. Now we'll see what Caleb Hay goes with in a payoff pitch situation. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. And that will retire the side. And that will do it. So Caleb Hay gets out of trouble, strikes out Jarrett Brannon to end the game in 10-run rule fashion. So that is your final score.
Final score.
11-1. Your Trappers win it on the road. So we're going to take a quick break and come back here for some post-game analysis. 11-1 the final. Trappers win it. You'll listen to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
This is the voice of the Pier Trappers, River 92.7. Welcome to Trappers Warm-Up, a preview of tonight's Pier Trappers game. Now, let's go to the ballpark for Trappers Warm-Up. The voice of the Pier Trappers, River 92.7. Trappers game coverage on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7, now continues with Trapper Wrap, a recap of tonight's game. Let's go back to the ballpark.
And welcome back in here for the Trapper Wrap post-game. Trappers coming on the road here for the first game of a 9-game road trip, or a 9-day road trip. And they win it in run rule fashion, 11-1. They beat the North Iowa Rage and Roosters. It was the first home game in team history for the Roosters. And they're going to have to come back tomorrow and try it again. A flashy game all around for the Trappers. 8 strikeouts, 7 innings pitched, and just 1 run allowed for Caleb Hay. He picks up his second win in as many tries. Responsible for both wins on the season so far here through 5 games. Trappers move the record to 2-3. All 5 games have been played against the Roosters. On the offensive side of things, dominance all the way around. The Trappers came into tonight with no home runs, and they walk out tonight with 2 of them. The lefty, Noah McCreary, sent one way out of here in the 5th, and then it was the righty, the tank, Anthony Barraza, hitting one out of here in the 7th when the Trappers batted around and scored 6 runs to really put a nail in the coffin. All but one person in the lineup came around to score a run tonight. And the one man who didn't come around to score any runs, Will Hope, the first baseman, he reached base twice out of four attempts. He reached base safely twice. So it was production from top to bottom in the order. And if I quickly, I mean very quickly, tally up our hits here. Math can sometimes be hard. Seven hits on the night for the Trappers, and they walked 10 times. So patience coming through with runners on base. The long ball, Caleb Hay locking things down. It was a great combination. And something that I mentioned earlier on in the game, too, for the Roosters, stranding guys on base. They stranded 9 tonight, stranding 9 runners. They had 3 consecutive innings where the leadoff man got on base and did not score. Not a recipe for success. So 11-1 is the final, and with the crowded press box we've got up here, I do not think that it will be possible to get Coach Jamie Habiger tonight. We'll talk to him. Actually, I don't know. Maybe I'll be able to make it happen once we get a quick break here. I might try to pull something together when we take a quick break. I'm going to run down there and see if I can get him up here quick to talk. So we're going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back here. If it's with Coach Jamie, that's fantastic. If it's not, I'll try to do better. So we're going to take a quick break here on the Trapper Rap post game. 11-1 the final score. Your Trappers win it. You'll sing to the Trapper Rap post game on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their 4 wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com app.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
It's the easiest way to shop locally online and save. Discount deals at drgnews.com any time of the day or night with great savings on items and services. Cowboy Country Stores in Pier and Fort Pier, Prairie ATV and Cycle, Andrea Royer Studio, Classic Car Wash, Gator's Pizza, Pasta Subs, and more. Register to save your payment information or shop as a guest. Just click on discount deals at any station page on drgnews.com. Discount deals from DRG Media Group.
Welcome back to the Trapper Rap post game. 11-1, the final score. You're driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7 KGFX FM Pier. Trust your captain, but keep your seat belts securely fastened. And I do have Coach Jamie Haviger up here for a post game interview.
Yeah.
I think maybe the second time we've been able to actually get this to work out so far with the chaos. But nice win tonight, Coach. Any first thoughts on the 11-1 run rule win?
Well, Caleb Hay was a beast on the mound today. Threw great. I mean, he's come out here and done a great job, and our approaches were a lot better tonight. Our discipline was good. We just played an all-around great game.
In the middle infield, too, making some big plays, turning a couple of double plays, keeping runners from scoring early on there. Talk about what kind of a momentum that can help give you to keep adding on runs if the defense is putting up the work.
Yeah, I know that helped Caleb on the mound with his, you know, momentum and going on throwing strikes there, but we had our first nine in there tonight without taking subs out, without switching, and I think they performed pretty well, with minus a couple injuries to Gabby and CJ, but hoping the best for those guys.
And so I know for Gabriel, he was getting his shoulder put back in, separated shoulder. What, do you have any sort of update on what it was for CJ that took him out there in the first?
Yeah, CJ's kind of had a bum hamstring coming into the season, so we're just kind of getting him back. I didn't want to keep him in the game. He said he kind of felt a little tinge in the hamstring, so we pulled him out. And
precautionary.
Yeah, he'll be good. He'll be good in a couple of days. He's not going to go tomorrow, but we're going to just hold him out. We got a lot of season left.
We've talked about situational hitting as well, and your guys were fantastic driving in runs, getting guys in scoring position and bringing them in, and even being a little bit creative there. You had Trevor able to take home on the stolen base down to second. You guys were coming through when you needed to.
I agree. Yeah, they played a great game tonight, and we're just getting started here, so I'm looking forward to the series.
That was Coach Jamie Haviger, the head coach of the Trappers, who wanted 11-1 tonight. Coach, thanks for joining me, and we'll see you for pregame tomorrow.
Thank you. Go Trap.
And so, to quickly wrap things up, big thank you to Coach Jamie Haviger for joining me. Finally able to track him down. He's a busy man. Now for him to go down and talk with his victorious team, and that will about wrap things up for us here on the Trapper Rap post game. I'm Ryan Breeden. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back here tomorrow night for game two of this road series between the Trappers and the Raging Roosters. 11-1, the final tonight. Thank you all for listening, and see you next time. That was Trapper Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Pier Trappers Baseball on River 92.7 has been brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, The Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, The Corner Station and The Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Garen Boyle Sales, and Avera St. Mary's Hospital. Stay tuned. Trapper Rap, a look back at tonight's game, is next on The Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7. Trapper Rap, a recap of tonight's Pier Trappers action. Thank you for joining us, and stay with us all season long on The Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.